Now, a new website for Irish fathers has just been established. It's called Mr. Mammy, and I'm joined on the line now by its founder, Ronan Monaghan. Ronan, you're welcome to the programme.
Hi, Ciara. How are you?
I'm good. How's MrMammy.ie going?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks for having us on. We're just about 8 weeks up and running now, so we're very new. You know, we're delighted for the opportunity to speak about it on your radio show. You know, we cover quite a lot of topics on our site. It's primarily for our dads, but we also have quite a lot of mums on it as well. You know,
Ronan,
if I may ask you
a two-pronged question. Why has the site been set up and why have you called it Mr. Mammy?
Well, the term Mr. Mammy is loosely based on, you know, the Mr. Mom, which stay-at-home dads and dads, you know, are sometimes called in the States. And, you know, it's quite a, you know, bit of humour behind it as well, you know. It's kind of, you know, describing what, you know, it's, you know, linking the Mr. Mom sort of thing to Irish and Irish dads, you know, with the mammy reference and, you know, helping dads become, you know, a stronger role in the parenting role, you know, that, you know, so it's just a bit of humour there and trying to describe what we do, that it's for our dads and, you know, to help them in the parenting role.
Do you find, Ronan, that some of those who are accessing your site may feel a little disenfranchised in terms of their role in parenting? Because an awful lot of the focus, both in a family and in social discourse on parenting, centres on mothers.
Yeah, well, you see, part of the reason we set up Mr. Mammy in the first place was because there was a lack of information there for dads specifically. You know, the you know, up until before Mr. Mammy was launched, you know, you'd really have to go onto a mum's targeted website, and you know, there'd be a lot of articles there that dads really wouldn't be interested in or would find difficult to read because they have a different sort of outlook on parenting. And, you know, we basically take the pink and the frills out of our website, basically, you know, that we target it for our dads. And, you know, there previously wasn't a huge amount of information out there for our dads. And, you know, that was the main reason why I set up this site, so that we'd be able to give short, sharp sort of information-based articles on our website, so that, you know, you wouldn't need a really long concentration span to get the information on our site, that it's there in bullet points, and that, you know, we give a take-home message for the reader, so that they can, you know, help in the parenting role, that they bring something to the table when it's, when they're discussing whether it's nutrition for their child or health issues or education, that they, you know, that you know, the dads can help out and you know, help mum as well with the parenting as well, you know, because, you know, we've had a lot of positive feedback from dads, you know, saying that, you know, they've had a read of our the student grant application with Susie and stuff, that, you know, they were delighted that they were able to go in and, you know, download the PDF and put through that application for their son or daughter's student grant, and, you know, not to have, you know, that it wouldn't be solely mum that was looking after it, you know, or their partner, you know. So,
and even just,
you know,
taking,
they were delighted to help out.
Even just taking a glance at the website's front page today, you have everything from a dad's guide to epidurals, which seems to be vital, particularly if you're a first-time father, because you're not included in these conversations in the general course of events. Things like eating disorder program for parents, articles on things here in County Kildare, actually Connaught Rugby Clinic at Carton House. Why playing outside with your child is so important. Broccoli, pea and apple puree, so that there's nutrition there. Back to school footwear, the benefits of playing outdoors. There's virtually no aspect of parenting from a father's perspective, Ronan, that this doesn't touch on.
No. It's for, you know, it goes, you know, for dads to be, you know, when, you know, their partner realises they're, you know, pregnant, you know, there's something there right from the word go, really. You know, there's a, you know, there's also an article there by a dad that is a reader as well about you know, following his story through pregnancy, you know, and what he goes through right up to, you know, with articles from early Early Childhood Ireland, who is the organisation behind creches and childcare facilities in Ireland, and, you know, what to look out for in creches and choosing creches. And, you know, we have other specialists part of our website as well, from ABC Therapy based in Boyle and County Roscommon. You know, Karen Stewart up there, she's a clay therapist. She also deals in child and adolescent psychotherapy. We also have Cara McDermott as well from sleepies.ie, who's a sleep and maternity expert, you know, which is another huge thing as well for dads, because, you know, when a new baby arrives into the house, you know, the big thing for new dads is sleep and lack of sleep and being able to help, you know,
and feeling part of what's happening
and things. Yeah, so you're right, you know, we cover every aspect, you know, and right up to you know, secondary school education and going to university as well, you know. So there's something there for all ranges of dads, regardless of the age of the dad or the age of the child, you know. And we try to give it, put it across in a sort of, with a bit of lightheartedness as well, you know, so that it's not too serious either, you know. That put
one thing I've noticed, Ronan, in what is admittedly a cursory glance around the site, but it's very illustrative, sure, is that an awful lot of the information that's available here, and that's to the good, is very similar to the information you would find on a website like mummypages.ie. You noted just a few moments ago about the importance of removing the pink frills. Is it that important that this exact same information be repackaged for someone of a different gender?
Well, we don't try to compare ourselves to other parenting websites. You know, we look upon, you know, our website as purely for dads. We do think there is a necessity there for a gender specific website, because you know, dads and mums have a very different outlook on gaining information. You know, dads will tell you that their attention span on things such as, you know, eating disorders or nutrition and things like that could be quite a lot shorter than that of mums and women. So, you know, they just need to get the bullet point information, the take-home message, and we basically give it to them in this sort of format. You know, 90% of our articles are, you know, 300 words. They're not a long read. It takes, you know, less than 60 seconds to read most of our articles. So we target that sort of, you know, the people, you know, they're going through their phones. They don't have very much time, you know, or, you know, sat in front of the computer, that they see the message, they, you know, it sinks in, and, you know, they're on to the next thing, you know, before you know it. So, you know, we need to be able to get that message across in a short window, you know.
Ronan Monaghan, founder of the new website, MrMammy.ie, thanks for joining us.